I hate to clean. Can I just, is that rude to say?
No, I'm with you.
Do you clean often? Because I don't.
I clean every day because I have a small space, but yeah, I don't
I'm
like to.
I'm constantly cleaning because I have, obviously you can hear, I have a toddler.
Right.
So well, that's all we do. But sometimes like you got to get down to the nitty gritty. And when you've had a really long day, you know, the last thing you want to do when you're tired is clean. So quit pushing off the cleaning, people. Hire a housekeeper instead. Do it for yourself. Treat yourself.
Yeah. You could do that through getcare.com.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You may not need help, but someone you know may need help. Like me, you could get me a cleaning person.
Okay, or maybe your mom or dad. They're, you know, sometimes your parents get a little older.
Or me.
Okay, or you. You're older.
So then you tell them about care.com.
Yes, or maybe someone moved into their first apartment, or their new parents. Gosh, when we had a kid, if I had someone that could just clean for me, that would be amazing.
Well, if you saw your place right now, you'd get them right now.
I would. It's awful. She's throwing records around the room. Just throwing them. We also have two dogs, and hairballs constantly roll around this house. Pets can put a huge strain on the cleanliness. I can't tell you how many times a week I vacuum. And if I could just get somebody to like come in and, again, help me out, it would take so much stress off.
So book a housekeeper on care.com.
Holidays aren't the only occasion to spruce up the place. Parents visit, there are birthday parties, New Year's Eve gatherings, Mother's Day is coming up, you're going away for vacation, want your place to be clean on when you get home. You know, there's lots of good times to get
Christine,
ready to clean.
I get it. So just book a housekeeper on care.com.
Stop yelling at me. Do you need help with cleaning before your guests arrive? It
Always.
Costs less than you think. Listen to this. Hire a housekeeper today with rates starting from $19 an hour and complete that to-do list faster. Hire a helper to get meal prep, laundry, and errands off your hands. I have used care.com to find sitters. It was the first thing we did to try to find sitters when we had a baby because I didn't know where to start. And the great thing is, especially with the sitters, housekeepers included, everyone has background references. There are other people who have used them, and they have testimonials.
Well, I went through the app. It's so easy.
It's very easy. And had I used care.com today, obviously you wouldn't be hearing all of the noises in the background.
That's right, because you'd have a sitter.
That's right. So go to care.com/worst to save 30% off a care.com premium membership. Visit care.com/worst.
Can you say care.com?
Care.com.
Very good. The worst moments of our life.
Hey girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of like worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny.
Welcome back to part two of Worst Ever with Jodie Sweetin and Beverly Mitchell. Don't forget to watch them on season two of Hollywood Darlings, Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Pop, or view episodes on YouTube TV, iTunes, Amazon Instant Video, and Google Play. Now back to the show.
Mm-hmm. Are you... Okay, let's talk about some TV stuff. Because I just watched the reboot of Roseanne, and
yeah.
You have the reboot of Fuller House, mm-hmm. which is, I think... Beverly,
yes.
Are we going to get a fucking reboot of Seventh Heaven?
I mean, who knows? I mean, everything's rebooting right now. I mean, I would definitely be down.
Listen,
I think it would be fun.
Right
be
in,
fun.
Kids.
It
right
would be
in.
Fun to see what Lucy Camden is up to.
I think she, what
or
do you think
Camden
she,
King Kirk. I guess I was married. And I think, I want to know how many kids I would have.
You have a litter.
I might. I think there would be a lot.
You'd be like that Mormon family.
I might have my own seventh heaven of children.
Yes.
Yeah.
A gaggle. Situation.
Yeah,
a gaggle
of kids.
That's true.
Ugh. How is Fuller House going?
Good. We start shooting again in May. We start shooting season four.
Excellent. Season three's aired. It's
season
dropped.
Three has aired. Yeah, dropped. It aired the first nine in September and then the second nine in December.
Oh, great.
And then, we start season four in May. So that'll
awesome.
Be nice to get back to doing that. It'll be fun.
How many episodes do you guys do?
This season we have 13. It's usually 13. Last season was 18, but the first two seasons and then this season are 13.
Jeez. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
But sometimes they do this weird thing where they pick up a season for 13, but then they do like a B season.
Well, that was what season 3 was. We had season 3A and season 3B and each of them were 9 episodes.
But would they do that again for this or you don't know?
No, we knew originally that we got picked up for 18.
Oh, gotcha.
But they just split released it.
Got it.
But this one we know we got picked up for 13.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't know if you guys have seen the news in the past couple days. The three of us have been sharing different links and stuff
Oh, right.
So the Allison Mack thing has gotten crazy.
Oh, my God. Wait. No.
Wait, hold on.
I was in Canada, somebody brought it up because, oh, my gosh, they knew somebody that was in
Smallville?
It.
Did they work on Smallville?
No, but they knew somebody that was in it.
In the museum? Like,
it was
the
in. Yes. Shut up. And they had left, and it was the whole thing, and she had gotten branded, and it was the whole thing. And I was like, oh, my God, is this the Allison Mack cult? Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay. Like, and I was like, wait, it keeps getting brought up. It's crazy.
So the guy.
Alon just scooted his chair.
No, because we're obsessed. By the way, another new good show, Marsha Clark Investigates.
So good.
It's Casey Anthony. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
So this is crazy. So when we were filming the show, remember I brought this up, and I was like, you guys, this is horrible. Like, Allison's been involved in this cult, and I've known about it for years, but it really is a cult. And anyway, so the guy, we've talked about this before on the podcast, the guy, Keith Raniere, has been arrested. He was just found in Mexico. He fled to Mexico, and I guess he was arrested in Mexico, and then he's being extradited to Texas.
Why didn't he fly to a country that doesn't have an extradition agreement?
Well, because the Seagram's heiress was financing him,
right.
And he was staying at a $10,000 a night
villa.
Again, stay somewhere that doesn't have an extradition to the U.S.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not trying to get this guy away for that, but come on,
no,
people. Well, you're going to try and get away for some shit.
And the fact that you know what countries do and don't have an extradition.
I didn't say I know.
That's kind of weird. But go ahead.
Okay. So she was there. So there's all these videos of her, like, when they're taking him, I guess, away in the whatever.
Oh, she
the
was in
cars.
The villa with him?
She was in the villa.
She was there. She looks crazy, by the way. You saw it? She looked like she had been
very
in the jungle.
Thin.
And
yes.
Weird
and then,
flat boobs.
Like a high speed chase
I'm
ensued.
I'm so glad that you brought that up a lot. Weird flat boobs.
Because she wasn't wearing, it didn't look like she was wearing a bra. So she was like in this tank, all sweaty. Her hair was like matted.
It's
her,
Mexico.
$10,000 a night. I'm assuming the whole thing is that he
wanted these women in the harem to be very emaciated. So I think you had to be on this weird diet or something. You were
right.
Very much. So anyway,
how long do you have to stay in though? Because I could lose like 10 pounds.
I don't think
long enough not to get branded. I mean, that's the thing.
Basically, I got to get in it, just stay there long enough to lose a little weight, but
well,
not
you know,
to get branded.
But you know
right.
what they
just
would
go
do
on my diet and you'll be fine.
Do you know what they would do to the women if they thought you were getting too much weight? Is they would put cow udders under your boobs and make you wear them around. Like,
what?
To humiliate. Yes.
Wait, that
you
was part
I
of the cult?
Do.
I didn't read that part.
You didn't read that part?
Oh, no.
I yeah. should do this, you guys. I no, feel like that's
like
a really,
really humiliating.
Like, so I can just, every time I get naked,
women.
I look in the mirror and go, nope.
Anyways, go ahead.
To make light of cults.
Sometimes they're funny.
They are.
Being charged with sex trafficking.
Right?
That's a major, major charge. And all of these articles that are coming out are basically saying and holding her accountable for being his number two, for having brought these women in and then started the branding.
Because
it's not looking good for her.
The brand.
I'm just right now, I'm feeling very.
I know. So I'm
wearing
uncomfortable.
We're going to get there. No, we're going to get there. Because the brand itself is
K-R,
but if it's turned around, it's A-M, Allison Mack.
So it's like
so
theirs
it's both.
Together.
So it's theirs together. She's also.
That's, whoever came up with that.
She did, apparently. Graphic design.
She did.
Really?
So, and then, allegedly, this is all allegedly.
I mean, if this doesn't work out, she's got a career in that.
Allegedly.
This is what we've read.
Allegedly. So
why did the dog suddenly come in here?
Because of Allison Mack, allegedly.
They can sniff. They
literally,
know.
Literally, we were like, oh, my God, cults. And the dogs ran in like, are you okay? Are you okay?
So he was known as the Vanguard. Isn't that what
they
call it? Yeah. And she was known as Pimp Mack.
Pimp Mack.
Because she would recruit the girls.
You guys, I should get her some of those big Brooklyn hoop earrings like I have.
You need to get her a gold tooth.
Well, how about this?
That's my next thing that I'm getting next time I'm in New York, by the way. I have my big bamboo earrings.
Oh, you can get them online.
We'll be there in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, no, you got to get them fitted.
No, I just got the ones that snap on so you can
take
them.
Snap it. Yeah, but you saw her get them like
fitted. Oh, no, honey. The ones in New Orleans, like someone, you just try them on.
Oh, jeez. Gross.
All right.
Here's the thing.
Back to cults. Right, away from gold teeth. Back to cults.
She tried to recruit Beverly
Mitchell.
Yes, and we found the emails when we were talking about this in the fall.
Yep.
Well, she said it was like a self-help group.
Well, that's
it was
how they started.
Well, it was supposed to be like an empowerment of women, and it was supposed to be. And she, I was, I actually like.
I feel like the udders really created, really go completely the opposite way of empowering women.
I know.
Yeah. Strapping udders.
But she
to
literally
yourself.
Like we you know had a big old lunch and I invited all my friends and we were all. She wanted us to like come do this seminar, and I gifted it to somebody.
So how many of your friends have?
Wait, what?
They didn't go.
So let's just Beverly Mitchell gifted a cult membership.
I didn't know it was a
to
cult.
Someone.
What? I can't. Beverly.
First of all,
I can't. What?
First of all,
Alana's dying. I know.
No. Okay. First of all, I thought it was like an empowerment of women. I thought it was like for someone who needed a little confidence boost. So I was trying to do something.
So how many
nice.
Of your friends disappeared after this luncheon, Beverly?
Well, luckily none of them went.
Thank
to
the God. Luncheon or to the cult?
Well, they didn't go to the cult. They came
okay.
to lunch.
Okay.
So who got it?
Well, we don't have to name names.
But so wait, did Allison like?
First because she, Allison wanted me oh to go, God. And I just said it wasn't right for me at the time.
But I'll take the free shit and give it to somebody else.
But can I get a? But yeah. What, you get, a what gift? Do you say? Can I have a gift certificate to like to a like, 2-night stay at the cult?
Right. What is that?
What
it
is
was
the,
a seminar. They had like seminars where they like they got women together like and they did like a 3-day seminar and it was supposed to be all about
this is how they
know,
got
empowerment.
People in.
Yeah.
You
right?
guys, I'm fascinated by this. I would go to the 3-day seminar just to see what it is. Like, I'll go undercover, you guys.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think that you're.
I think you're undercover. Right
well, no, I think it's still happening. But well, now the reason why it's in Mexico too. By
I guess
the way,
I shouldn't say I'm
is
going
there
undercover
is a there's a there's a Mexican branch of Nexium.
Right.
They're starting it all over the world. Like it's being funded by these Seagram's women who are like.
It's billionaire.
Like the gin.
Yes, Seagram's yeah. like yeah.
Or I mean, they're not just the gin, but
right.
it's like
alcohol.
Gin, alcohol.
They're the heirs.
I think they do like a knockoff of like. Like ginger ale or something.
Yeah, yeah, they do every. Yeah, they do everything. So yeah, they. So it's like his
they've
whole
been funding his yeah. medical. Or, I mean, his legal bills. For
oh, that's
years.
Right. I remember. Yeah.
So the craziest thing is, though. I mean, he has had two other like pyramid scheme kind of companies.
Allegedly.
No. He really
I'm just
has.
Saying
okay.
allegedly just to save our ass.
But he's had two other kind of pyramid scheme companies before, and they both sort of ended up falling through. One was called like Consumer Products or something weird like that, where it was basically Amway is what he was selling. Okay. And then another thing. So anyway, this is like the third or fourth business he's opened. And it started as these self-help empowering seminars. And then behind the scenes, like as you moved up in the upper echelons, the whole thing was that you had to get people to come in order to continue to move yourself up like the ranks, which is why Allison, once she got so in deep.
You guys, I could have been.
No, you definitely could. That's what she was trying to get
well, her
you.
Co-stars.
I know, and
you
would have been a big get for her because you had like a celebrity.
Well, her
yeah, I thought she just liked me.
Do you get more points for celebrities?
We don't know how
I
the points.
So.
Yeah, yeah. They wanted. So her co-star from
Kristen
Smallville.
Kristen Kruk is the one who got her in.
Who got her in, but she got out before the branding started.
Right.
That's when, and then she went and started spilling
the beans.
Because
she had heard that Keith Raniere had been, there was an allegation that he had been having sex with underage girls.
Right.
And then she was like, allegedly. Ooh, this is weird and I'm out. And then I guess that's when like the sex trafficking stuff started to really
This is like six
happen.
Degrees
it's
to
It's just crazy. I can't
cults.
Believe that she tried to recruit Bev.
Well, I mean, I think that was her first mistake.
Well, yeah.
I mean, me.
Really?
Why? What? How did? Not really. You accepted a gift card.
I did. I wasn't a very.
And Bev, you're pretty. I mean, not to be.
I mean,
you're
that's,
pretty go like you'll go with things.
Well, you had a whole. Like, you went to a luncheon.
Yeah,
and I feel like Allison pretty, Mack, who I've known since I was like 5.
Right, yeah. But like that's what I mean. Like you're trusting of. Like you would never see a cult coming until like you were like in it. I feel like
it's interesting to me though.
Well, no, by the way, Beverly's look at me right now was like. Fuck you.
No, what I was really thinking is thank God I've got Jody because Jody would pull my ass right out of that cult.
The funniest thing
well,
is
it's
like,
true, but I'd be in it for no, like a little while. Like, this is fucking some gnarly shit, dude.
Well, that's what I mean.
Okay,
I,
Jody would be along for the ride, and then
I
and then
be,
you'll
right,
pose
right.
before we
I'd
get crashed.
For the
yeah.
entertainment value.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Well,
for sure.
Apparently they're saying that she's next to get indicted.
Wow. So. She'll either have to give him up completely in order to get. Immunity, or they're gonna. I don't know. I
if
think
if you look at her social, like the comments,
it's scathing.
Well,
guys.
She still probably won't get immunity. She'll just get a better deal.
Yeah, right.
Look at you.
I need to
Hey, she knows the things.
You guys, I've never been arrested in my life.
All right. Almost so.
Right. Allegedly.
Lake Balboa Park. Oh my God. Yeah. So I'm obsessed with that whole thing. Like, it's going to be big.
I feel really bad for her.
I went to high school with Allison.
Well, she was in our acting class.
She was in our acting class.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I went to
Europe
with her.
It's so weird because when you watch that when you watch that that infomercial that they do between her and Keith and how she's
crying
up,
and stuff.
We did watch it in the trailer.
I felt like it was a scene out of Diane Harden's class.
Yes.
It was like so like sensory. I was like going,
right, yeah, yeah.
She's totally doing acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
She's really good though.
She was always a very good actress.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We're praying for you, Allison.
Pictures of her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was looking them up.
And see.
Yeah.
I want to see.
Like, Bev, you can just see her face.
Do you have Do you have the old email still?
I mean, I'd have to
hold on.
Yeah,
oh my
like
God!
This whole after Bev was like, God, you know, I just don't think it's the right time in my life.
She looks so thin.
Yeah,
yes,
she's,
I know.
And oh, you guys.
I know.
And we love you, Allison. If you come out of this, we will happy to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, we want to talk about it. We want to pull you out. I've been wanting to pull her out of this cult.
Wow! Did you guys read the comments?
Oh no, it's horrible.
They're horrible.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Somebody's let's see your brand.
Oh
yeah, it's not good.
That's sad.
But she wrote Beverly this like whole long email afterwards, and Bev was kind of like
well we were hanging out, we had long conversations.
What year was this?
This was right when I was pregnant with Kenzie, like right before I found out I was pregnant with Kenzie.
Oh, wow.
And then I started kind of pulling away.
Like 5 years
and,
ago.
And then she, because we were hanging out, we were talking about just like kind of empowerment. I'm the one, I love going out without makeup. I like encouraging like people to accept yourself just as you are and kind of that kind of space. And so I was trying to talk about people's inner beauty. And that was
shower before I came over here today.
Me neither. So that.
Well, everyone's going to see we're taking a group photo.
I know. And this is at us at our finest. So then we were having all these conversations and then slowly I kind of like pulled away on my own. And then I got a long email from her just kind of feeling she was very upset with me and felt that I had detached, which I kind of did.
But that's not normal behavior. If I invite you to like my sewing circle or whatever, and you're like, sweetie, it's just not really my thing. And I'm like, all right, oh, it's too bad. Okay, well, we'll find something else to do together. You know, you don't do, I just really felt like we had something. I mean, it was like Bev was breaking up with her. And she was obviously pissed because she has mandated orders to bring people into this thing.
What did she serve at the luncheon? I'm just curious.
It was at.
I'm just seriously curious.
It was at the Rose Cafe. We went to the Rose Cafe.
In Venice?
Yeah.
Right by that culty
right by
church.
Right by. Oh my God. They're competing for cult space.
Oh, boy.
God.
We got to revisit that guy.
You guys.
He lost the space.
He did?
Andrew. Yeah, they lost the space.
Give us an update. What happened?
They lost the lease on the space. It was always like touch and go there. Venice was, the rents kept going high. And
oh, it was called J Ness. I found it.
Touch and go.
J Ness.
It was called J Ness.
That's what it used to be called before it was Nexium.
Okay.
Well, is Nexium, I feel like, isn't that like a line of hair care products?
That's
it's a Nexus.
Close. Oh, but there's a Nexium.
There's a Nexium.
That's a
but Nexium.
It's a skincare.
It's a skincare.
Product.
Yeah,
it's for but, under eye.
Right, but this
or
is,
for
this
healing
is
the brand wound on your ass.
I think this is Nexivm, but they call it Nexium. That's just what they call it. Okay, I don't know the cult language.
A lot. I'm not right. coming
Let's
at
not,
you.
I don't want to lose any product endorsements for Beverly. So let's not.
Yeah, I wasn't part of that conversation.
Okay. No. So you do have an email?
Oh yeah.
I mean, come on, Beverly.
I mean, we don't need to like go into details, but yeah, no. It was long. You're right. Like there was like, you know, a paranoia. She's like, I was paranoid that like you're mad at me. And I was like, no.
Was she visiting here often?
Yeah, she would come back and forth from New York to here. She would spend some time here and then she would
basically
go back
ever
and forth
since
New York.
My good friend Frank, you know, and she had some
businesses together
and then that basically ended because she started getting deeper into the cult and Frank basically said she was like, come with me to this thing. And he was like, yeah, no, Allison, it's a cult. You're in a cult. Like, he basically said that to her face, and then she cut off all contact with him. And from that point
on,
it's
very hard to balance a cult with work life.
It's very hard.
Well, I was going to say, has she worked at all? Because like, there was some Instagram show where she was doing a show at the Globe or something, the Globe Theater or something she was doing.
I mean, she's done some things in the last few years for sure. I don't think she was as working as much as she probably could have because, you know, again, the cult takes a lot of time.
I would say that Smallville money's got to be running out. She must be doing signings.
She did that show with that HBO show,
Wilfred. A few, she did some episodes of that, which was fairly recent.
Yeah. But that was 5 years ago.
Oh.
Because that was that's when we were
here. Wow. Yeah. Anyway. Jeez.
Well, we're praying for you, Allison.
Kenzie saved me.
Kenzie did save you.
Yes, Kenzie saved me.
Pregnant.
Why did you look at me like I needed an explanation?
I will never. That moment, that the timing of you saying that I re-gifted.
Okay. The seminars for the cult.
I mean, Beverly.
I just like to spread the wealth. I like to spread the wealth.
That was amazing. That
was, spread the wealth. Oh, Jesus.
I didn't know it was a cult.
All right,
I thought it was a self-help
seminar. Let's talk about some serious things because you guys have kids, right?
Yeah.
And this whole NRA thing, the shooting stuff.
My girls and I went down to march.
So did I. Yes.
It was amazing. Yep. I went to a march.
This one in her fucking marching. Go ahead.
Okay.
What?
All right, listen. Okay, shut up.
I don't even know what's happening, but I know it's going to be good because
Blood's crying.
I wanted to go to the march, and Brandon's like, I don't know if I feel comfortable bringing Georgia down there. She doesn't want to stay in the stroller. Granted, there's a lot of people. You're pregnant.
She could have crowd surfed that shit.
I know. It was like, he's like, do we have to go downtown? And then I found one that was right up on the Chandler bike path.
Yeah.
So there was a big Burbank march. So I said, great, we can walk.
In Burbank.
No,
there's 100,000 people downtown, and you're going to go to the little thing in Burbank with like the. I mean,
doesn't matter where you do it.
All right,
it's more about the action of wanting to do it.
Go
I made my sign. We got in the stroller.
Can you call it a march if you just walk back and forth on your front lawn?
Go ahead. Sure. Tell the story.
So we walk. My friend comes over here. We're
Megan McNulty.
Her.
She's been on the show.
Yes, okay. Megan comes over here, and then we walk to the march. By the time we walked to the march was over. I missed the freaking march. We got all the way up to the march and people were literally turning around and leaving. And I was like, well, okay, well, we tried. So that was my march.
You marched to the march.
My girls and I got on, we hopped on the subway in North Hollywood.
Yeah.
And
was it as hard to get there as the women's march?
No, it was a little bit easier. Okay. Although we went, I had to pick, B had a little slumber party the night before. Zoe and I had a little dinner and everything on our own, which was fun, and she made t-shirts for her and B.
They were cute.
And so we went and picked B up, and then I drove to the North Hollywood station in City Universal because it's a little
better.
Bit easier. It's a bigger train station. So we hopped on there, and it wasn't as bad. But as you, like, with each stop, it got, like, more and more people.
And you got off at Pershing Square.
Yeah, got off at Pershing Square and got out. But it definitely wasn't as packed because I did the same thing. I hopped on the train. I went down to the women's march by myself 2 years ago and hopped on the train and went down there. And then met my mom and stuff down there, which was really fun. So I've now I've marched with my mom and I've marched with my kids.
I love
it. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's.
I was telling my I was trying to explain to my daughters what fight the man meant, and they were like, "Who's the man?" And I was like, "It's the man." Like, I don't get it. Yeah.
Power to the people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, it's all crazy. It's amazing. I'm just and you guys come from that generation of where you guys influenced a lot of kids growing up because of the shows that you were on for different reasons, right? All three of you.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm looking at this new generation, right? And this whole, like, this Florida thing happens.
Yeah.
And these kids that are coming out of this tragedy and the intelligence and the difference and the influence that they're having on young voters and what's happening.
Right.
And on politicians, hopefully on politicians.
Well, I think
it's nuts.
I'm pretty political in a lot of ways and stuff. And, I think it's opening up a conversation that a lot of people haven't been wanting to have, you know?
It's uncomfortable.
Like, and, you know, I wrote a blog post about it with my friend Celia and posted it
up.
I
love that, by the way.
Thank you. And, you know, I said some stuff on my Instagram, which it's funny. Every time I post about anything like that, like, I get just the super hateful comments, which fine. Like, I don't care. But, you know, I think what people are like most confused, they're like, oh, you want to take away this and, you know, our guns and this. And I'm like, no, I own guns. I like shooting guns. It's fun. But my thing is, if you want me to jump through seven hoops in order to have some of those guns, in order to, you know, be able to procure some of those weapons, then I'll do it. And I think that's all that a lot of people are talking about is not it. You know,
it's not it's a black not and white about, yes right. or no. It's right. about making, you know, I think it's about making things safe for everyone.
Right. And it's interesting because I have some friends who are, you know, very connected and in huge favor of Second Amendment and, you know, are very protective of their weapons and their rights and very conservative and all that stuff. But it's great because we, you know, have conversations about this stuff. And I think that somewhere in the middle is a solution, but yeah. I think up until this point nobody's wanted to talk about anything.
Right.
So it's like, all right, well then let's kick up some shit on the left and then right. see what happens on the right, and then hopefully somewhere in there we at least start a conversation.
And let's face
and it's
it.
Also inspiring though too, just seeing, because everyone talks about these new generations of kids being like all in their iPads and all in, and they're not out there doing things, but to see them like use their voice and like mm-hmm. find their power and speak up and find a way to empower other kids. I mean, and these kids can't even vote yet. And they're out there changing, you know,
making.
It was
the same thing that people said about kids that protested the Vietnam War and all of that stuff. Like, they were like, oh, these kids aren't going to make a difference. Yeah. And they've changed, you know, a huge political policies. So.
And amendments are made to be amended. Like, that's just what it is. It's the Second Amendment, I totally believe in it. And I think if you want to protect your family and have a gun, that's fine. Do I think that everyone should be able to get a gun that easily? No. Do I think that certain types of guns should be sold? No. I mean,
I think a big piece of it too, you know, what we look at is that there's a huge like mental health and psychological component. You know, all of the people that have actually done mass shootings, school shootings, things like that, a large majority of them have mandated reporters who have taken notes and who have said this person is going to harm someone and mm-hmm. who have said that this person is going to do something. We have a great system in place that is a background check that goes to all state and local authorities that doesn't get used.
It's weird.
That mandated reporters say, oh yeah, I knew this person was going to go shoot up a bunch of people. But if you look at what they did, their notes, they never took the steps to take their notes and send them to the sheriff's department. Or if they did, the sheriff's department didn't do anything, or the FBI didn't do anything, or... they spent like, I forget how many billions of dollars on this background check system. The background check system is great. The problem is it's only as good as, and this comes from talking to a lot of my conservative friends, it's only as good as the information you put in it. So if you have mandated reporters, school counselors, psychologists, mm-hmm. teachers, police and stuff that either aren't putting information in or are putting information in and then the authorities that it's reported to don't check up on it and don't do anything.
Right.
And then those people still have access to weapons in the home or things like that. Then this is going to continue to happen because you have a system in place that there are stops that could be happening that just aren't.
But you're also looking at a situation, for instance, like say a family member, say like I'm a parent mm-hmm. and I have a gun that's locked up or whatever, and I have an adult child who is not who's mentally challenged. Where does that fit into that whole, like, there's a lot to...
Well, the thing problem is, like, as a parent, and if that's your child and you know your child has some mental illness or is going through something, then maybe it's your responsibility.
Absolutely.
To not make that weapon accessible in your home.
Or you get, there's all kinds of gun safes that are, you know, biometric safes. You put your fingerprints on it, it's only going to open for you. There's a lot of ways to do it. And I think, you know, people are like, well, what are you going to do? You know, you're going to have people check. You know, I think there's a lot of great options to be trying to put into place. I mean, you could employ a huge amount of veterans who are in charge of going and doing weapon safety checks at homes. Who better to understand and be able to assess the safety of weapons management
than
people who have handled them? And you could also then employ a large amount of veterans.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea, as long as they don't have PTSD.
Well, true.
I'm not kidding.
No, true. But I mean, there's a large amount of veterans who come back who don't aren't necessarily don't have PTSD or just have been discharged from the military, that are unemployed, that they're looking for work. I mean, it's a suggestion. I'm sure there's 9,000 problems with it, but that's what a lot of other countries do, is they have, you know, in Japan, you have to go through, like, you know, all these different tests, and they come and check your home for weapons.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, too, people are like, well, other countries don't have these problems. Other countries' cultures are vastly different from American culture.
Yeah, it's
there
true.
There's a strange entitlement. There is a strange love of violence and all of these things that is inherent in American culture that isn't in Japanese culture, that isn't in, you know, a lot of European cultures. And so that, you know, what do we do with that? Because that's not something that's going to change with any amount of laws that you put in.
Well, and the, you know, our history is vastly different too. We've been a country for a lot less time than a lot of other countries. We haven't been through, you know, the reigns of right. certain kings and queens and upheavals and, you know, the Christian crusades and all of this stuff. So you have to remember, too, like, our country not that long ago was literally founded on people coming over. And it was a wild west of, I'm going to stake my land here and here's my shotgun. Don't come and take my shit.
No, yeah. But and also, so, we're also in a generation where there's like an opioid crisis, where there's a lot of like people on antidepressants and different kind of medications, which alter the mind. And so we're dealing with a whole nother thing. So it's someone in a state of mind that's not right.
Yes, right.
Could totally go, you know, a lot of countries, sure, of course they have that, but we're in a whole different space.
I blame
that.
Facebook. I'm kidding.
Well, the Facebook, I'm wondering about if I should buy stock in right now. I'm not kidding, because it's probably dropped so much. And I have a feeling it's going to come back.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I mean, maybe. I'm losing my ass.
The only
Bitcoin
people I
right
know
now.
That still use Facebook are my parents.
Bitcoin? Did you do Bitcoin?
I did. I got drunk, Jody.
Did you not Why recognize Bitcoin after you bought it?
I got.
He's like, what the hell is this? No.
Who is this? Who's this?
No, I got drunk at a bar in Atlanta. Okay.
Allah, do you have a problem?
No.
But, so many of Allah's stories, like, okay, I was really drunk and
no,
I did this
I
thing.
Got drunk no. in a bar in Atlanta. I'd make a lot of bad
Bitcoin.
Decisions on
as
the drinking,
one does,
right? So, and I was talking to this guy at the bar, and he was like, he was looking at his phone. He was like, I was like, what is it? He's like, oh, I'm checking my Bitcoin. I'm like, oh, I'm so confused about this cryptocurrency bullshit. But I was like, it's really easy. I put $200 in, like, you know, 6 months ago, and it's already, he shows me. He's like,
what,
and it was up
what,
to
what is it anyway?
I don't know what it is. It was like, it's up to like nine something. I go, okay. And as the night goes on, I get wasted and blah blah blah. And I'm going, I'm gonna fucking buy some Bitcoin. So sure enough, I text, because I don't know anything about Bitcoin, I text my friend Jack Dorsey, who created Twitter, okay?
Right? You're like, Square. Hey, should I buy Bitcoin?
I go, should I buy Bitcoin? And he texts me back, and he goes, yes, buy it through my app. He's got the Cash App, right? Square. So I go, okay. So I buy, just to play around with, I go, oh, I'll buy $250 worth, right? Let me see where it's at today.
Oh, God. He wakes up the next day and he goes, ugh.
I go, what
I
is
bought
this?
Some Bitcoin last night.
But it's $250.
No, it's just,
like,
it's,
you're
no,
not,
no, but it bothers me.
Not,
I mean, it bothers me.
Okay.
It bothers
okay.
me.
I see. I see that. It's great.
It would bother me
you.
As well.
Yeah, thank
Beverly
you, Beverly.
Would get a gift card for Bitcoin. Yeah. Have you gotten gifted yeah. Bitcoin yeah. at a gifting suite?
Not yet.
I was offered gifting Bitcoin, like $10,000 or 10,000 bigger. I don't know.
That's a lot.
What'd you do with it?
Okay.
I didn't do it. I didn't
today, my oh. 250, and I'm going to throw up. I need to take a Zofran, is 123.23.
Oh.
Okay.
It's going to come back a lot.
It's
going to come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, last week it was up at 200, so I was like, if back. I could just get it at 250 again, I'll cash out. I don't care.
Oh my God. That sounds like me at a penny slot.
So yeah, if anyone has any tricks to Bitcoin, just text me or not email or text me, but email us, because I want to know what I can do to get my money back.
All right, Beth, are you still here? We've crossed Beth, over into politics Beth, and our stock
I've
portion
been,
of the
I've
show.
Been, I've been handling.
Have you been Amazoning?
No, I had to deal with some kids stuff and okay. then some scheduling. Sorry,
and now she's back.
No, I'm here. I just
wait. Let me ask a quick question, because we are going to wrap up yours pretty soon. It's been spring break.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So. This is just my life every day, because my child is home every day because she's not in school yet. But for you guys, I know you've been doing lots of activities with your kids. I saw you guys went roller skating.
I took the girls had been wanting to go roller skating for a while. And so
Glendale?
I love that place.
Skateland in Northridge.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I had my
Moonlight was only
I had my
open,
birthday parties there.
Yeah,
when
Moonlight
I was
Rollerways only open at night for open skate.
Oh, really?
Unless you like have a party or there or whatever, or on weekends. And they wanted to go yesterday. So I took them, they went roller skating.
We went and saw
roller skating,
Aladdin.
Oh, cute. Was it good?
It was amazing at Pantages because they're closing this weekend. And then we also, for the very first time, went on the Ferris wheel at the Santa Monica Pier. And I never go to the Santa Monica Pier because it stresses me out because there's so many people.
Yeah.
And it's the worst. So scary. But it was actually really fun because we had friends in town. So we kind of were forced to get out and do something. And then we had Kenzie's crazy birthday party.
Yeah, I've
been Does he fly on the carpet on the Aladdin show?
He does.
Is, I didn't think.
Oh my god! And by the way, can I, there is a carpet, and it's and they do fly. And Hutton sat, my 3-year old sat through the entire show.
Wow!
And was so obsessed with Jasmine that he took the program to bed with him and wanted to sleep with it in his room.
Okay. Wow. He loves Jasmine's his princesses.
He loves he loves his princesses. I mean, he does have an older sister, and everything is princess in his poor
house. So, do they want to get in the entertainment world? Do they love, like, was he, like, was he obsessed with this whole stage thing?
I think Kenzie loves the idea of, like, probably performing. Hutton's too young. I mean, Hutton loved just the, you know, he's only really seen movies, so this is his first, like, crazy performance. I mean, he loved the little show when we went to the Gary Marshall Theater.
Oh, yeah,
That was so amazing, and I think that's what made us realize, oh, he could probably sit through it. And he sat through two and a half hours.
Yeah, that's great. Beat has asked about Georgia, by the way.
She needs to come and say hi to her.
I know.
I got to get them together.
You know, Georgia says podcast.
Does she's obsessed. Podcast, podcast?
So but it's every time two. She sees me, she's podcast, like, podcast, podcast? Podcast?
Oh, my God. No, honey, we're not doing a podcast today. Sometimes she says it just, I mean, randomly. We're getting in the bath. Podcast? It's so weird.
I wonder what she thinks podcast means.
Every time I come in, she's like, podcast?
But then she goes, she takes, like, she's holding a microphone and goes, microphone? Like that. So she knows it's she knows
B and Georgia can have in like 5 years they can have their own. B keeps they asking why she can't have her own YouTube channel.
So well, how old is B?
B is 7 and a half, and Zoe is going to be 10 in like 2 weeks.
When do you give your children cell phones?
My older Zoe keeps asking for a cell phone. They have cell phones and iPads. The cell phones are not connected to anything. They're basically just they hook up to Wi-Fi so they can play games on it. But Zoe's like, I need a cell phone. I'm like, for what? I'm like, where are you going? That I don't know where you are. Or you're not with a parent or somebody, like, you don't, who are you going to be calling? I'm like, you can FaceTime people at home, and you don't need to be out in the world just on your cell phone.
I know. It's a status thing, though. It's like when we were
I know.
Kids.
It's bad enough when, like, we go to a restaurant, and she's like, do they have a Wi-Fi code here? I'm like,
isn't that crazy?
Meanwhile, I'm, like, scrolling through Facebook.
I know. When did you get a beeper? How old were you?
I had a beeper when I was young because my mom used to, that's how I would know I had an audition. She would
I was
text
like
me
14.
Yeah, I was 15.
I was 14.
I think I was 13.
I was, in my first car, I had
a cell
phone.
But I was
16.
Probably 14 when, like, but, no, I you was, guys are older. So, yeah. We're about about the same time. Like,
my first car, this was in 1987. I had a cell phone in my car.
Yeah,
when
you
brick
had it. Yep.
With the wire.
Oh, my God.
I remember buying, like, going with my mom to get the car phone installed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was, you'd have to take it. We had, like, my mom had bought an Acura or something, and we had to go take it to the dealership to have the car phone installed because the big transponder thing had to be in the trunk, and then they ran the wire through and under, so you had the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Remember texting, like when we had texting codes too? Like
T9?
Do
you remember the two-way pager?
Beeper?
Yeah.
Beeper codes, and then there was because it wasn't texting. There was no texting.
Yep.
It was,
beep, beep.
Yeah, I had the two-way.
Yeah.
Oh, Motorola, And then there was the Sidekick.
I had the BlackBerry Pearl. Remember that when that came out? That was like...
I loved my BlackBerry. It was really hard for me to transfer over to an iPhone. I still, like, miss my BlackBerry.
My mother-in-law still has a BlackBerry. I didn't even know they still made them.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. It was so much better. The tactile, like...
I'm happy
fast
with
typer.
The iPhone. I'm just happy with it, guys.
Okay, well...
I love it.
I do
the,
not like
the
my
X,
iPhone
I love
10.
It. It's great.
That's what I ended up getting. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the face. It never recognizes my effing face.
Well, because you keep getting Botox.
Really?
Shut up.
Well, that's why.
Mine recognizes my face in the dark sometimes. I'm like, how does it even know that?
No,
I'm
I was wearing sunglasses yesterday and it worked.
It does it when it wears sunglasses?
Never
because you got to stop doing the Botox.
Shut up. I haven't done the Botox.
The fillers,
in a long
whatever
time.
You call it. That's
I don't
why
do any fillers.
Speaking of, I watched some previews of All of the Darlings and I'm like, what are the 11s that are happening to my eyebrows? So, Christine,
I can hook you up, girl.
I'm gonna have a little Botox
don't
party
do it.
In my house.
You don't need it.
I make this face a lot.
So
what?
She has a lot of resting
a lot
RBF
of eyebrow work in my life, and this
So what?
I mean, trust me, I don't mind it, but it's there. I'm starting to notice there's little creases happening.
Do you have this kind of relationship on the set of Fuller House?
With Candace and Andrea? Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like it's like shit show all the time?
What? Yes.
Like, in a good yes. way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should. When the three of us are together, yeah. we're ridiculous. And that, like, it's so funny because people always ask me, like, oh, what, you know, what was it like growing up in this business and how are your friends? And I'm like, you know, do you have any like horror stories on set? And I'm always like, I have been so incredibly fortunate, like with my Full House and now Fuller House family and like those three girls and women, we're women, we're women. And like the three of us, like I have great female relationships and great relationships with my female co-stars. So I'm like, I don't understand. Like I will hear horror stories of that other people and that the like, crew will tell me about like just nightmare people on set. And I'm like, oh my God, what's that like? Like,
cause
I've never seen it. I've never experienced it. It's not it, yeah. like who I am or the people that I work with.
I can't imagine. Like that would be so uncomfortable.
It would be impossible. I mean, our show would be impossible if we didn't actually like each other.
Yeah.
No, of yeah. course.
I mean,
I'm like, I go to work, I have fun, I love the people I work with. Like,
and isn't John Stamos like pregnant or something?
John, yes.
Yes.
Yep, he is.
He doesn't
age. I mean, he isn't. His
right,
wife
but, yeah, but,
is, yes.
But he's excited. I saw some tweet
he's super
or something.
Excited. Yeah.
He doesn't age.
No, he's aging laterally.
Yeah. Is he Botoxing?
I don't think
he's
so.
He's Greek, man. It's like him and Jennifer Aniston. They're never going to
Well,
age.
I just yeah. saw a thing.
They got that like Greek skin. It's like, well, it don't crack.
The Mediterranean, that whole Mediterranean, like I started drinking a little bit of, a shot glass of extra virgin olive oil a day.
Oh, really?
I saw something on CBS Morning, and then my great-grandfather lived to 107 years old. I met him at 104 in the Middle East, and he was chasing me around with a cane at 104 because he didn't know who the hell I was. Because I was like, you know, some American kid coming to visit, and he was like, get the hell out of my house, like not knowing who I was,
right.
and chasing me at 104. He died at 107. And I asked my mom how the, he goes, he drank like a glass of olive oil every day, every single day.
Okay, wait, let me
really
just get this
good
straight.
For you.
So you're drinking olive oil, mm-hmm. you're eating cake in a cup, mm-hmm. and you're smoking how much?
It's none of your damn business.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
It's, no, you know what that is? Balance.
That's right.
All right. Okay.
And
all
no right. one likes a quitter.
And, right? Yeah. Yeah, that is balance.
Yeah.
I just did my 23andMe, though. My
oh, my God. I got one, too. I want to do an episode about it.
Yes. Oh, my God. But I did it.
Did you get it back?
I got it back. You guys, I could not be any more white if I, like, okay. I am 99.7% like Northern European.
Oh my
like,
God.
I am so white. It's not, I'm like.
But like, what part, like, because you look like you're from like the Netherlands.
No,
or...
it's all like Northern England and Germany and like Ireland and Wales.
Well, now that I'm looking at you, I feel like, yeah, I feel like the sun would not be your friend.
Oh, it is. Time. Oh, I tan. I'll be out
really?
In the sun for 8 or 9 hours with
and you never burn.
Like, nope. Yeah.
Oh, not me.
I don't. I'll get a little bit pink, but that like I went to Hawaii and like I'll wear a sun hat yeah. and then I just forget to put sunscreen on and I get tan.
Wow.
Yeah, because I have the 23andMe test and by the way, not a sponsor.
Is that? Oh, I saw a Thule thing on the top of the car. And
so
I was
it's
like, what are you doing your car, Bev?
I know.
No, Bev and Sorry. My husband, they're like twins with their Thule racks.
So I have to do it because I'm not, because I told you my great grandmother is from Cuba.
Right.
And my grandmother was born in Spain.
Okay.
Okay, you'll find out.
Okay.
Oh, tune in.
Son, you just, you look Middle Eastern to me all the way.
My grandmother has red hair and blue eyes. My dad has dark brown hair and blue eyes.
Actually, yeah, your dad doesn't, I don't think your dad looks anything like you.
Well, I take his side of the family. My brother takes my mom's side of the family and... I would have introduced you to my parents, but I was too drunk,
you
Jody.
Didn't you didn't know who she was.
I know. I was like, oh, hi. Like, I thought we'd have a conversation. It'd be fun. We'd laugh. No, no.
I'm sorry.
I got the most awkward hug and like a look like, who is this crazy bitch?
But I did get,
and I was like, wow, he's really
a dick. I did get
you
this toffee.
And I was like, wow, Allah's really a dick when he's around his family. Like, I guess
no,
it's
I was
the
looking
fucking
for
status.
An escape.
It's
I was
the
like,
status,
yeah.
Allah. It is the status again. That's what it is. Bringing it back.
All right, we should probably wrap this up.
We should wrap this up. You guys, thank you so much for coming
thank
back
you
on the
for
podcast.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
So fun.
It's
my
so fun to just
to
hang
here.
Out.
Yeah,
you know?
Always.
All right, what's coming up for you guys? Did your Hallmark movie air?
The first one did. The Finding Santa was a Christmas movie. It aired in November. The second one I did has not. We're still just editing it, and it doesn't have any.
But we look out for a Hallmark.
Yep, there will be another. There will be another movie coming.
Excellent. And more, do you own a bakery in it?
No, I do not. I do not. Just what fall do you in do? Love with a widower. I'm a teacher who falls in love with, you know, the widower because I'm
a
teacher.
I love a good,
you know,
Hallmark movie. I'm obsessed.
We got to get you a Hallmark movie.
I know. All I want to do is play a woman who's just trying to find her path, fall in love, maybe own a bakery, go on an exotic vacation.
They don't do a lot of exotic vacations because they shoot in Vancouver.
Yeah. All right. Well,
or Atlanta.
To the big city.
And go home.
Or Utah. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Darlings airs every Wednesday starting April 18th on Pop TV. You can see the three of us there. We've got brand new episodes.
Is there a website for Hollywood Darlings or a
poptv.com?
Yep, poptv.com. You can also follow us at Hollywood Darlings on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Will you guys be live tweeting this season?
I'm sure there will be some live tweets and some live Facebooking. So yeah, check us out. We'll be
all over the place.
We'll be all over the place. Tell us your socials, guys.
At Jody Sweeten for Twitter and Instagram. I don't really ever use Twitter. It's pretty much Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm at Beverly Mitchell, and it's Beverley, because my mom wanted to make my life a little bit harder. So everyone spells my name wrong.
Jodie Sweeten. By the way, I don't know if I ever told you, if my husband had been a girl, his mom was going to name him Jody.
Jody was a very popular boy's name. It was originally a boy's name.
And didn't
then,
know
like,
that.
In the early 80s, it started sort of making the transition into
J-O-D-Y, into girls. Though.
Yeah, J-O-D-Y was the typical boy's spelling, and then J-O-D-I was the girl's, and then I have J-O-D-I-E.
So, you know.
Yeah. Or maybe I was born a boy. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's not
a very white one, regardless.
Yeah, so white.
And as always, you can find me on all social at Yo Lakin.
And me at Alec Led, A-L-E-C-L-E-D-D. I'll tell you later.
And you can find Steven at Steven Ray Morris. And follow us on Worst Ever Podcast at Worst Ever Podcast and Worst Ever PC on Twitter. Like us, hate us, go ahead and email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com.
One question. Yeah. Will you guys be coming to our live show?
April 29th at the Gary Marshall Theater.
Yes.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get you tickets.
Okay, perfect. I was literally looking at my phone because I wanted to see if I was here.
No,
we will actually have special guest Danielle Fischel.
Oh, fantastic.
So come, because I'd love for you guys to chime in while she's there.
Oh, my God. Yes. It'd be amazing. Yeah, so get your tickets. You can see all the information on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. That's April 29th at the Gary Marshall Theater. That's a Sunday, 7:30 with Danielle Fischel. You can get your tickets at GaryMarshallTheater.org. We'll see you next time. Bye.